My dear Syndic Journal audience, welcome to my shaggy dog story entitled Canadian Gold and Sitting in My Driveway Watching the World Go By. Written and narrated by Leroy Chatfield, publisher of Syndic Literary Journal. I am an old man. No, I misspoke. I am not an old man. I am a very old man. This morning, when I got out of bed, I logged in at 87 years and 8 months. I am old, and believe me, I feel my age every year of it. And why shouldn't I? The average lifespan for a California male is 78 years. I have now outlived my father by 32 years, my mother by 3 years, and the California life expectancy rate by 9 years. As I think about this, I wonder if I'm not already dead and buried, or in my case, cremated. Maybe I'm dead and don't even know it yet. Is it possible I'm in a jar in one of the cupboards in the garage? In a world turned upside down by COVID and now by a Russian war, who can be sure of anything anymore? Well, that doesn't make too much sense, because it was only yesterday that I was sitting in my driveway clutching 2 handfuls of Canadian gold jewelry. My driveway sitting began 2 months ago after we received a gas heating bill from PG&E for $480. That was just for 1 month. "That does it," my wife said. "First, PG&E burns down California by causing forest fires, and now they want us to pay their shareholders for all the money they've had to pay out because of the lawsuits. At this rate, they're going to drive us to the poorhouse. So starting right now, we are going to turn off the gas heat to our home and live in the kitchen and home office using only 2 small electric heaters for heat." And that is exactly what we did. I found that sitting on the driveway in the sun for several hours a day was a good way to keep warm and hopefully would prevent us from having to move to the poorhouse. God rest her soul, today, March 3rd, my mother would have celebrated her 110th birthday. Oh, how well I remember growing up in the 1940s with my mother admonishing us all, "We don't want to have to go live in the poorhouse." Little did I know that sitting in my driveway would open up a whole new world for me. After the first few days, the dogs being walked on our pleasant drive would stop, look up at me, and they'll then pull hard on their leashes so their owners would let them get close enough so that I could pet and talk with them. I was pleased, but not really surprised with this turn of events. I am a certified dog lover with 55 years of experience, and dogs can sense this. They are attracted to me and drag their owners along, and that is how dog petting and the driveway conversations began. It is because of the dogs that I now meet and chat with people who live blocks away, all kinds of people, all kinds of dogs, all kinds of chit-chat. You might be surprised, I certainly was, to learn how interesting and entertaining these brief encounters can be, especially with a very old man like me. And the dogs are so precious. So last Tuesday, there I was, sitting in the warm sun in my driveway, when a late model SUV drove by, hesitated, then stopped, and backed up to the edge of the driveway. The driver rolled down his window, looked up at me, and began to speak. At first, I thought he was asking for directions, but his English was so poor I could not understand what he was saying. But I heard the word Canada and the word gold. At least that's what it sounded like to me. I didn't know how to respond, so I remained silent. He motioned for me to come over to the car, and I did so. He looked to be in his 40s, was stylishly dressed, and I thought he might be of Iranian descent, but I couldn't be sure. The man in the passenger seat looks to be somewhat older, was also very well dressed, and had a much larger build. But because he never looked at me, just stared straight ahead, I don't know if he might be Iranian or not. The driver started talking to me in broken English, and the only words I understood were Canada and gold. He made no sense, but I knew he wasn't asking for directions. All of a sudden, he looked around to the back seat, said something, and was handed a dozen or so pieces of gold jewelry. He opened the car door, got out, put this jewelry, gold watches, gold rings, gold chains, and gold bracelets into my hands. I was speechless. Then before I knew it, he knelt down in front of me, bowed his head up and down several times, clasped his hands together as if in prayer, and spoke to me in perfect English. "Please, help me. I need money. Please, help me. I need money." He turned his head and motioned towards the back seat, turned back, bowed his head again, and said, "Please, help me. I need money." I gathered myself together and broke the spell. "I am sorry. I do not have money. I am an old man. I do not have money." He pleaded again. I replied, "I am sorry. I am an old man. I do not have money." With that, he stood up before me. I put the gold jewelry back into his hands. He turned around, opened the car door, handed the jewelry to someone in the back seat, and drove off. The man seated in the passenger seat was still looking straight ahead, and I never caught sight of the person who was sitting in the back seat. Wow, I'm telling you, you could live two lifetimes and never have an experience like that. From start to finish, it probably did not last even 3 minutes, but it left me in a veritable state of shock. Well, my dear Syndic audience, that's it. That is the end of my shaggy dog story. I don't know why it happened. I don't know what it means, if anything. All I can tell you is this once-in-a-lifetime experience happened on my mother's, God rest her soul, 110th birthday.